Hello and welcome to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Melissa Van Cleve. Melissa Van Cleve is an artist, poet, and visionary, and her website is www.visionsofecstasy.com. Welcome to the journey of Melissa Van Cleve and her unique form of sensuality that is captured through erotic paintings and poetry. Melissa was born and raised in Indiana, where she lived most of her life on a lake in a swimsuit and flip-flops, bathing in the erotic waters of her imagination. Her creative adventures began as a child when she was captivated with drawing the erotic beauty in nature and wild horses, my favorite animal. She later began her study of the sacred feminine through week-long excursions into the Mayan culture of Mesoamerica. Working with indigenous shamans and artists as her teachers, she discovered the unique creative voice and teacher within. Melissa paints and writes about the journey of feeling the erotic in her body. She feels that being erotic is the interior essence that resides within everyone. She believes we can live this excitement if we allow the interior light bulb to turn on and feel the erotic, be the erotic, being truly alive in living life every single day through the erotic. So welcome, Melissa. Thanks for being here.
Well, aloha, Leah. Thank you for having me.
And I forgot to mention, Melissa is also a writer for Maui Vision Magazine. And if you haven't picked up the newest edition of Maui Vision Magazine, run right out and get that. I have an article in there. Melissa has an article in there. And it's just a really inspiring magazine. Now, to start our show, I'd like to do a message from the Angelic Kingdom. This is from Meredith Young's Angelic Messenger deck. And each week we pull a card. I shuffle them up. And this is the one that came out for your show today, Melissa. The card is commitment, the present challenge, willingly accepting the spirit of your life purpose, even when it has no physical form. You have drawn this card to reaffirm your belief in yourself and your ability to fulfill your purpose, even when your mission remains at the spiritual level and without obvious physical form. You are being guided to awaken a more balanced perspective in your life by expanding your capacity to hold love in your heart so that other people and living things may heal. You are being asked to accept that in this lifetime, your mission may not be obvious or take physical form and yet is essential to the evolution of the planet and humanity. You are being alerted to hold the intentions of love, justice, faith, compassion and kindness in your heart so that others may be more able to easily accept these spiritual qualities into their own lives. The guidance through this card is that you are being asked to commit your full attention toward the living of your spirituality because this is to be your means of service. When you observe yourself living as spirit's agent of love, you reinforce your worth and importance, committing your life fully to this important work. So that's what the angels have to say. They're saying basically that it doesn't really matter what your work is. If you have love in your heart, then you're an agent of love, and that's your work, huh?
Very much so.
Well, I had the opportunity to visit your website because, you know, being an artist, I can't really show the listeners your artwork. I can tell them where your website is, and they can go maybe while we're talking, go to www.visionsofecstasy.com, visionsofecstasy.com. Go to visionsofecstasy.com and open up the gallery. There are some beautiful, beautiful paintings. Ah, so inspiring. So, Melissa, tell us how you came to do the work that you're doing now.
Well, believe it or not, Leah, I am a totally self-taught artist. I went to a dream interpretation workshop, and there on the table was just a flyer that said, intermediate beginner art class, and I went, and I was so excited. I thought, well, you know, I haven't done that yet, and it just went, oh my God. I mean, and my art teacher was teaching me on how to energetically really connect to source and how to paint paintings that really carry a deeper meaning and like divinity, carry that light. And that whole experience, I mean, here I am. I mean, I've been showing internationally for, oh, I don't know, a good 10 years now, really.
So you followed your inner voice, and you thought it would be fun to just learn to paint. And then it's so incredible, these paintings. And you also do writings with the paintings.
Yes, and when I finally released that structure to really to bring that in, I mean, it is just as powerful as my paintbrush. because it's I'm connected to both the words and the images. The images take me there. They take me into that known space, and the words come in and they confirm it.
Let's give the listeners an example of some of the words that came with a portrait that you did. How about that Celebra Suvida?
Well, let me tell you, this is about celebrating your life.
Oh.
And radiating every inch of your outrageous self and to live your purpose. So this is Celebra Suvida. I love speaking that word. Celebra Suvida.
I like it, yeah.
Touch the lusciousness of your skin, loving all of your magnificent body. Your uniqueness is so vitally alive inside of you in this moment. To be courageous and risk feeling more right now, right here. For today, there is no other day better than now. Your wisdom, your soul, shines your juicy, sweet nectar to fertilize and to ignite your possibilities, thus cracking open your dreams to bloom. Feel your inner radiant light permeate every inch of your outrageous, dynamic self, illuminating who you really are. Express your soulful wisdom and free your body to feel your powerful presence in the world. Celebra Suvida desires you to believe in your heart. It is time to celebrate being you.
Oh, that's beautiful. And if you could see this beautiful painting of a woman in a blue dress, and she's hugging herself, and it looks like she's just saying, I love me. I just love me.
You got it.
Is that what her message is?
She's in her divine form.
Mm-hmm. Her eyes,
and to me,
yeah.
That's erotic.
Well, let's talk about eroticism, because the first thing that most people think about is sex, but you're putting it in a whole different framework here.
Well, I'm bringing in the divine because, you know, we both, all of us, every single one of us have experienced the fantasy side of with what erotic is. And that serves the world. It does its part. I mean, you know, with the Playboy magazines and everything of with what I categorize as being fantasy is a short-lived experience. It's something that it fills you up momentarily. And to me, with what erotic really is, it's just like a flower. If you can image your purpose of who you are like a flower, and as it reaches for the light, that bloom comes about, and it just reaches, and it keeps reaching, and all of a sudden, then it just in full bloom. And that, to me, it changes your core. It changes who you are. And it ignites something passionate, something alive, that it's joy, it's bliss beyond measure. And how do you feel that in your body? And that's where I come in.
And is that the deep body that you were referring to in some of your writings?
The deep body is, you cannot bring your dreams to reality unless you live them inside and out, in your bones, in your blood, in every atom, every core. And that excitement, it's that longing that we all crave for.
Melissa, we need to take a short
break.
We do. We need to take a short break. We're going to come right back. I hate to interrupt you. This is so exciting. So, again, go to www.visionsofecstasy.com. And I'm going to spell that for you because that's a little tricky. VisionsofEcstasy.com. And Melissa's phone number, should you like to contract to get a portrait done, is 260-414-4086. That's 260-414-4086. And we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
Hi, this is Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Please join me for Intuitive Development and Channeling classes. This 10-week series of classes is designed to teach you how to enhance your natural intuitive ability and connect with your spirit guides. You will learn how to bring through messages from your higher self, guides, and angels. A variety of approaches will be presented in a safe and supportive environment. Please call me at 808-269-3137 or go to www.leahhoward.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and our guest today is Melissa Van Cleve. And I want to let you know, for you people out there that have children, Keiki, there's a really wonderful free event, and it's called Smile, S-M-Y-L-E. This is sponsored by the Kiwanis Club, and it is in Kihei, Saturday, August 11th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kihei Youth Center. Free admission, free pancakes for kids 12 and under, free door prizes every 20 minutes, and all kinds of fun activities for the kids to do. Sports clubs, activities, and you can go to www.southmauikiwanis.com for more information. So again, that's this Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Kihei Youth Center. Let's get out and have some fun with our Keiki. All right, so our guest today is Melissa Van Cleve. She's an erotic artist, poet, and visionary, and we were talking a little bit about the divine aspects, and I was thinking, you know, but you didn't really, this wasn't something that was always in your life, being an artist and also bringing out the eroticism in your life. You came from a rather conservative household, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But, I mean, it was I come from a whole family of artists. Oh. But the aspect of, for myself, was always about relationships. You know, the relationship to source, the relationship to, is it outside of myself? How do I this whole experience has helped me bring into my life the relationship with the essence, with the divine, and to live my purpose.
And you recently completed a self-portrait. And what was that process like for you?
Well, through that, Leah, I mean, it was absolutely astonishing, because I wanted to go into painting my soul essence. I mean, I have photographed myself, and I have been parts of almost every painting that I've done. But to really to be able to trust and to go in and to free the boundaries and the barriers that I have been carrying in my life, it was absolutely the most beautiful thing I could ever do for myself, because I noticed the judgment of what comes out from doing a photo of yourself, and then through going through and painting every brush of stroke, everything that I was doing on the painting. I was loving my body. I was appreciating it. The divine was working through me to release the things in my life that have been keeping me small.
Now, and some people always love and appreciate their bodies. Had you before not loved and appreciated your body?
It was just to a deeper level. I mean, you can love it on the outside, mm-hmm. but that's the secret. How do you really ignite that inside? And that's what I mean by the deep body, because you can pretty it all up and you can be, but do you really feel it? Is your light really ignited from the inside of your core? That it's a presence, and it's a presence that is felt from within and not a power to manipulate a destination.
So if somebody wanted to come to you for a portrait, obviously you'd probably have to do it by photograph because you're not right here on Maui at this time. They would send you a photograph.
Right, correct.
And how would you tune into their unique soul essence?
Well, that has been my training, is because of as deep as I have been able to go as an artist into working with that sacred, that divine light, my veil is, I'm in tuned that I can work with another person with what they're wanting to manifest in their lives. What are they wanting to heal? What are they wanting to, what's been stopping them? And to do that, I just call into my own angels and to the goddess, to the sacred goddess, to that wisdom self.
It seemed like in your portraits on the website, the www.visionsofecstasy.com, that there were some themes that came through for different people about strength or about softness or about even other lifetimes, perhaps. One of them kind of had an Egyptian look. So in terms of soul essence, do you help to bring some of that out as well?
Well, it's, you know, if somebody likes a certain time zone, or what is it that you feel that aliveness come in their voice? I mean, that, you know, all that unfolds through speaking with them and going through layer upon layer with what is their larger self. What I mean by larger self, what is their light? What is their divinity? And then that's where I come in. And that's what I paint, is what is their soul essence.
So let's just use the example of the woman with the tiger. There was two tigers. It was a blonde woman with two tigers and two baby tigers right by her. And she was sort of in the middle of this tiger family being nurtured.
Yes, that was a commissioned piece. And she was having personal issues where she was wanting me to cover up some of her body. And through the whole experience of with what was unfolding to me, it was like it wasn't about covering up. We've done enough of that in our lives. It was about how do I really embrace with truly who she is. And when I spoke with her and I did different things of the unfoldment and questions and stuff that we filled out, she says, I said, well, what makes you feel connected to who you are? She goes, well, I love tigers. And so I painted a tiger that was giving her wisdom and a tiger that was coming out in the world and speaking with who she is, and then the innocence, because you got to come back to the innocence of, you know, to be born anew, that whole death and rebirth cycle, to bring herself, her new identity, out into the world. And it just, this painting that she purchased from me in Las Vegas, she was going to put it in her bedroom, and it is now, Leah, it is in her living room where everybody sees it.
Oh.
And that's the beauty of the sacredness, is that people react to it differently.
Right, and it probably helps them to get in touch with their own inner strength and power and possibility.
It is connected to you. From it, it'll continue to keep teaching you every day for years to come, because as you evolve, that painting evolves.
So tell us a little bit more now, the self-portrait that you did, you said it changed your life. How do you feel different?
Well, for myself, I wake up different in the morning. I mean, my diet changed, my craving for foods changed, because I put this manifestation, this thought, into this painting. That power of thought, that power that I wanted to heal, that power that I wanted to tone my body. And through that, I mean, I am running. I cannot wait to get out and get on the pavement and run. It's ignited. It's kind of like anchored with who I am in my own body, in my own skin. I am comfortable with who I am as an erotic artist. And here I am, world. I am coming out. And for those who are ready for that, that kind of transformation, it changes your life.
Now, when you first started doing this work, you said that your dad really wasn't very supportive of this.
Well, he just couldn't understand why I would paint nudes. And that part, you know, everybody, and this is part of, I think, that society has to go through, is that any time somebody, you know, you have this dream, and somebody is coming in and saying, well, why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? And it's not a bad thing. But it was really mirroring back to myself with the part of me that was uncomfortable. So it really wasn't about my father at all. It was really about myself that was uncomfortable with painting nudes. And once I moved through that, he moved through it. And when he moved through it, he is like one of my best supporters and collectors. He collects my work, and he brings friends in, and he shows them to them, and he says, hey, look at this. And I mean, he's constantly, what are you painting, coming by, seeing, we have lunch in my studio. And then through the whole experience, he now creates wood carvings. He now is become into his retirement, into look at with what I'm doing.
So you inspired him.
It totally. but I've helped him heal, and he doesn't even, you know, there is an aspect of what part of him could be courageous.
Because
that's what it's about.
And you also do some portraits of couples. Let's read one of the poems that goes with one of those.
I tell you, this one is just a lovely, lovely poem. I love it because it's called A Man Loving Woman. And the painting is about a man embracing a woman, and to me, the divinity and the thoughts of making love to your partner, to your best friend, I mean, it's a beautiful experience, and I really believe that's where the divinity has that, you know, you bring two into one. And this poem, it says, "To my lady, the woman of my heart, gazing upon the inner beauty of your soul, opens me fully to your love. My touch cherishes you like no other. My dream for you is that you be all you can be. To feel my gentle touch, to feel the warmth of my lips upon your neck. Embrace the fire of passion that I feel for you. My body radiates with the heat of my desire for you, my desire to touch you, to caress, and to be one with you. Let us risk in exploring our possibilities, thus living my unconditional love for you, my woman of my heart."
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. You are listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio, and today our guest is Melissa Van Cleve. And Melissa is an erotic artist, poet, and visionary. And if you have time, and you can go to her website, www.visionsofecstasy.com, visionsofecstasy.com. I highly recommend looking through the gallery and calling her and commissioning a painting, 260-414-4086. That's 260-414-4086. And these are fairly large portraits, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, to really to capture your essence. You know, smallness is just not part of the picture. It's not that I can't paint that way, but to really, really capture. I mean, you know, a 30 by 40, that's a beautiful size. I mean, I love to paint 3 by 4 feet is my favorite size. But anyways, you know, it's customized.
And are these oil paintings?
Yes, oils.
Oil paintings. I thought so. They look so vibrant and rich. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Listen to what people are saying about Haiku Helen.
She is extremely perceptive, but her words and visuals are so powerful, she motivated me to take action and move forward. That's a rare talent.
Helen is all heart, never threatening. She's the real deal.
I was blown away by her, being stuck, and words once again poured forth at my computer.
Are you ready? Are you really ready for your next breakthrough in life? To understand your situation clearly, call me, Haiku Helen, at 573-6343, or go to haikuhelen.com.
The Studio Maui, located in Haiku, has ongoing adult and children's classes in various movement arts, such as yoga, Nia, dance, martial arts, and special events and workshops throughout the week. The Studio Maui is a center for wellness and also a facility rental for your next event. Please visit the Studio Maui in Haiku or go to the web at www.thestudiomaui.com or call 575-9390.
Do you want to get naturally healthy, find your purpose, and discover the holistic and new age community on Maui? Then pick up and read Maui Vision Magazine. We make an excellent starting point to get you connected to the right healer or event. In Maui Vision Magazine, you'll find information on yoga, astrology, dance, nutrition, personal growth, holistic health, massage, psychics, spiritual groups, workshops, wellness events, health products, music, entertainment, and much more. Best of all, Maui Vision Magazine is free. Pick up your free copy of Maui Vision Magazine at popular retail outlets or call us at 669-9091 to find a location near you. And if you have a product or service that would benefit from marketing to our 6,000 plus readers, we offer low-cost and no-cost ways to get the word out. So get inspired and get in touch. Call us today, 669-9091. Maui Vision Magazine, your guide to natural living.
And that beautiful music you just heard is from Danae Shanti's Winds of Home channeled music, and her website is www.danaeshanti.com, DanaeShanti.com, and her phone number is 720-422-6772. But you can go to her website, and she has a number of CDs on there, very inspired music. They're all channeled information and very uplifting. Hey, I want to have you mark your calendars for September 23rd, that is the fall equinox, for a ceremonial gathering at Little Beach in McKenna. Now, this very special event begins at 5 p.m. For further information, please call Janice at 250-6468. Now, also, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question or a comment for Melissa Van Cleve, our guest today, who's an erotic artist, poet, and visionary, you can call the studio at 242-7800. And statewide, the number is toll-free 866-982-7800. And I am going to offer a massage certificate to the first caller. And this is compliments of Michelle Navarez. And her, we'll just call in. And what I'll need to get from you is your name and your address so I can mail you the certificate. And this is at the Maui Ocean Day Spa, a wonderful, wonderful massage with Michelle. And you just need to call in with a question or a comment for our guest, Melissa. All right, Melissa, let's talk a little bit more about the sacred feminine.
Well, this is, I believe, and for myself, it's been a continual journey. And for listeners to know that really being connected to that wisdom self, that knowledge that's really inherent within us all. And to me, the sacred feminine is about creation. It's about that wisdom coming forth, that cords of heaven, that knowledge. And how do we live that knowledge? How do we bring that soulful wisdom self into this life and live it? And to me, that is where the sacred masculine comes, and to take forth, to have the courageousness to bring forth that level of wisdom. And this is what I paint. I paint that wisdom self in bodies that ignite that erotic seed within you. And when you think of what is an erotic seed, well, when you think of a tree, there is a walnut tree, there is a rose tree. Everything has its own identity. And what I mean by an erotic seed is that there is in every man, every woman, there is that level of passion that ignites that seed that cracks open, that feeds your dreams. And how do you crack that open in your body to live your purpose? And that's where I come in. I paint that. I put that on canvas. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. It's that feminine sacred self that has the courage to come out and to live it out in the world. But it's got to be in the body. It's got to be felt there, Leah. It's just astonishing when you feel that level of excitement inside. It's like a pulse. I just can't explain it.
Well, I think there's always been such a division between spirituality and sexuality. I mean, I was a part of a yoga community for 12 years. Everybody wore white, meditated every day. And the ideal was to be celibate, honestly. I mean, you know, wasn't really talked about. That was the recommendation. And so that's really not getting in touch with the body. It's sort of transcending the body. And in other religions, there's the whole that the body is sinful and bad and all of that. So people are coming up against a lot of values in order to have a nude in their living room, or even to allow themselves to be painted in an erotic way.
Well, that's a great question, Leah, because how better way to describe the beauty and the essence of a nude than through the divinity of light? And how better to describe to a child or to somebody coming forth with what it's done to change your life, to empower your life, because life is erotic. You live on the most erotic island there is, can possibly be, is in Hawaii. I mean, everything is in full bloom. And why should our bodies be forgotten? It ignites, it cracks open your dreams, whether you're a woodworker, whether you're a massage therapist, whether you're a healer. You need the of yourself to be honored and blossom.
Yes, Maui definitely is a very feminine, rich, luscious island to be on. Absolutely. So what if you don't have the perfect body, and how would this help you to have a painting or portrait done?
Well, first we would go through with what do you want to manifest in your life? What do you want to heal? What do you want to work on?
And what are some things that people have said to you?
Well, I mean, the things that people stop people from being painted is, well, okay, when I want to be 20 pounds thinner, or, you know, when I have this done or when I have this done, well, what's speaking there? That's ego. That's a judgment that first comes out when you think of having a painting done. It's that judgment, and that's totally ego. And how do we transform that thought? How do we heal those thoughts so that they can better serve your day tomorrow to live your purpose?
So they can be comfortable in their own skin. Right.
Huh?
So they can be comfortable in their own skin as they are.
Exactly. Exactly. And paintings don't have to be nude.
Right. A lot of them are not. I should mention that. They're not all nude. Some of them are really beautiful with all different colorful clothing and props. And yeah, that's right. Go to because really, this is a radio show. This is a visual artist. www.visionsofecstasy.com, and go to the gallery there just to get a really great idea of what we're talking about. Yeah. So, and your work has kind of evolved over time as well.
Oh, it's just been wonderful. I mean, I know you can even hear it in my voice, because I've never been more excited by living my dream. And it's just been astonishing. And I want everybody to feel that. I want everybody to be that free with their spirit, that they can love themselves unconditionally from the inside out. And today, right now, can be so much more full of vitality.
So what would be some goals that people have come to you with when you said, well, what are your goals? What do you want to manifest? What kind of things can these portraits help people to bring into their lives?
Well, first we find out with what's stopping you. You know, what are the little parasites on your tree that's stopping you from being outrageous? And that's kind of like a feedback, because you can hear it in the voice. And then you ask, well, what are the things that really make you feel life? And so when I hear those, whether it's a different time, if it's a, you know, a favorite culture, if it's a favorite flower, is it, how do you feel with around butterflies? You know, all this different things, something that ignites you, that can crack open your uniqueness, your divine light.
So, for example, I really like horses and dolphins. That would be a little tricky to put both in the same painting, since one
well,
is land and one. Oh, really?
Well, you don't know.
That's
you
right.
You don't know. Maybe it's symbolically that you're riding a dolphin.
Oh.
Maybe it's you're riding two dolphins, because symbolically that would represent through thought form, because I just said that, through thought form that you're... Because to me, when you're riding a horse, it's that unbridledness. It's that cut me loose and let me just live life right now.
Exactly.
And And then you got the soul sight of dolphins that totally represent transformation. I mean, they are the creatures in the world that actually have that free will capability like humans. I mean, what a beautiful symbolic thing is both horses and dolphins.
Well, that's good. I was thinking
painting. I've already got the images are going boom, bada boom, bada bing.
That's great. That's wonderful. So that's what you do is you tune into the person and what their essence is. And so what kind of qualities would also come through? In other words, you mentioned nakedness and courage in terms of manifestation, bringing that forward more. So that's a vulnerability, an openness to vulnerability. It's also a strength. What other kinds of things have people asked for? Do you work on abundance? Would there be a painting that could help
exactly.
bring that forth? Yeah?
Exactly. I just finished a painting, Leah, that was somebody I've never met. And a man hired me to do this painting. And it is not on the website. I am so sorry. But this was a personal piece that I chose not to put up. But she...
Wait a second. Let's clarify. Nobody has to have their painting on the website. That would be a little weird, wouldn't it?
Well, no, that's all discussed.
Okay.
That's all discussed. But I do show in my personal portfolio. But no, that's all discussed. It's ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that through that empowerment, I mean, I really wanted to anchor abundance, and I wanted to anchor grace for her.
Mm.
And so in a cloth, in an oriental cloth that I put behind her, because she was an Orient, and I infused the power of money. I infused the power of grace for her, and I infused she's also an artist, to help open up that creative inspiration and to that courage to live it. And I brought in her whole native land with it, you know, with wisteria flowers, and, you know, the ocean is her favorite place to be.
So he surprised her with this painting?
It was a total surprise. And she had tears. She was jumping up and down with, what is this big package that she was receiving? And of course it had his name on it. And I mean, I got to experience the whole thing. And the beauty of the whole thing is who she became, but also who he became. He got touched by the goddess. He got touched by giving somebody that beautiful gift. And it was miraculous. Absolutely miraculous.
Aww.
And I can't explain it. It's life-giving.
Well, Melissa.
It gives me emotions.
We do need to take a short break, but I would like to read this one other poem, because we read the poem that was from a man to a woman, and this is from your website, from your collection, and this is the version of From a Woman to a Man, Fantasies of You. And do you have a copy of it there?
I do.
Would you go ahead and do that one for us?
Okay.
Okay, now come on. This is From a Woman to a Man. So women, think about your man. And men, receive this into your heart from the woman who loves you.
To the man of my heart, I surrender my total being to our oneness. I trust all that you bring to me, all that you offer me. Your touch and your body encourage me to live my dreams, making them a reality. The love you have for me fills my soul. It fills me with a burning passion, a boundless desire to be with you. I embrace the magic of our bodies, our souls, touching, caressing with our passion. Your loving support fills me with an internal fire of inspiration. As our bodies and souls unite, my life illuminates. It illuminates with courage. Your thoughts, your warmth, your essence, they are ever with me. I am the woman of your heart.
Thank you so much. And you're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and our guest is Melissa Van Cleve. And you can go to her website, www.visionsofecstasy.com, visionsofecstasy.com. Or you can call her at 260-415-4086 if you're interested in commissioning a portrait. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Hi, Uncle Charlie. What's this Ohana connection?
Well, we meet every Tuesday morning at 8:30 to 10:30 at 111 Connie Street.
And what do you do there?
Well, we have a breakfast, we have a speaker, and it's all for $10.
And what do they speak about?
They speak about everything from spirituality, Hawaiiana, business, healing arts. And you can check the Maui Bulletin under the calendar section every week, and it'll tell you who's coming next week.
Can we call you?
You can call me, Charlie, at 244-3457. Aloha.
Do you have an inspiring message, skill, gift, or product to share with others? Would you like to reach thousands of people across the island with this message at a reasonable cost? Call Leah Howard at 808-269-3137 and become a guest or sponsor on Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. Mind, Body, Spirit is dedicated to bringing our listeners quality, uplifting programming focused on nourishing the body, mind, heart, and soul. Now is the time to be a guest or sponsor, so call Leah today and get your message heard at 808-269-3137. That's 808-269-3137.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here. Just know that you're here for the love in your life.
Hello, I'm Psychic Channel Leah Howard. Are you wondering what your next step in life should be? Let me help you see your way clear and move into a place of more love and harmony with your soul's path. I offer private psychic channeled readings, group readings, and couples sessions. Phone sessions are also available. Call me at 808-269-3137. That's 269-3137. Or visit my website at www.leahhoward.com. LIAHHOWARD.com.
You see your way clear, one step at a time. Just know that you're here.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mind, Body, Spirit Inspirational Talk Radio. I'm your host, Leah Howard, and today our guest is Melissa Van Cleve, erotic artist, poet, and visionary. And I do want to mention that I am at the Studio Maui the third Friday of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. in the room upstairs. It's an evening of channeled inspiration. You can bring a question, and there's a group message, and individual questions are answered. It's $15, and I will be there on the 17th, Friday the 17th from 7 to 9 p.m., and I hope to see you there. So, Melissa, let's talk a little bit now. Writers sometimes come up against something called writer's block. What about with artists? Do you ever get artist's block and you have a client that you can't paint or that you have something going on in your personal life and it's blocking the inspiration? And what do you do if that happens?
Well, yes, I do, Leah. It's called being human, and that is the beauty of surrendering to the one, to your essence, to take you on differently down a path. So when I'm painting, and I've found resistance, because the first place that you're going to feel that level of resistance is in your body. Whether or not you get tight, whether you get tired, or whether your energy is just not substantial, there's something. Your body is the best feedback. And that's the first thing that I do when I'm working with that, is I call upon my interior essence, my soul, and I surrender with what I thought that it was. Because that's usually the mind that puts levels of control on ourselves. I can go this far, but I can't go anymore. Where when you fully surrender to the soul, it really takes you and it frees those levels of boundaries by surrendering to your source. And through that, then whatever I'm painting, I find those levels of barriers that are inherent in bodies that I come across. And so then I work it through my own body, and I work it through to release it. And through that, it just like a light bulb turns on, and it shows me the way.
So it's almost as though your resistance becomes an ally and guides you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, I want to give out the call-in number here at the studio, because I have this wonderful massage gift certificate. This is from Michelle Navarez, and this is a therapeutic one-hour massage at Maui Ocean Day Spa in Paia. If you call in with a question or comment for Melissa Van Cleve, erotic artist, poet, and visionary, you will receive this wonderful gift certificate. So the number here at the studio is 242-7800. No, it's not a sexual massage, even though this is a show about erotic artists, just a really good old-fashioned, great therapeutic massage. And the statewide number is 866-982-7800. Any questions or comments regarding this topic, visions of ecstasy, inspired artwork, and living an inspired life? And I'd like you each to ask yourself right now, am I living an inspired life? Am I living my dreams? Am I bringing forth my purest seed essence, as Melissa calls it? And if not, how can I do that? What can I change? So, Melissa, let's talk a little bit about the specifics of having a portrait done, how long it takes and what you need from the person and how they go about that.
Well, the first thing is we talk about it, and we talk with what you're wanting to manifest in your life and with what you're wanting to release in your life and with what your favorite flowers or your favorite essence of different things, and then with what kind of a painting that we're going to do. What is it that you were wanting to capture? And it's a co-creational process where we co-create together, and then I go into it, and then I just let my soul go wild with painting and to manifest this for someone.
Oh, and I can tell it sounds like it's fun for you. You've let your soul go wild, yeah.
I want everybody to feel this level of joy that I'm feeling. But, you know, it's because I freed my body.
Hey,
it's
Melissa.
Like once you stand naked with who you are to yourself, then there's nothing else stopping you.
Mm-hmm. We have a caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Your name, please?
Okay, I'm...
You inspire
me with your... Are you living your dreams?
Are you living your dreams? Hey, thanks for calling. You were brave. You get a free massage. Aren't you excited?
I'm brave. Okay. I'm a parent. I'm not old, but I'm not young. I'm in my early 40s.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes I don't get to live my dream because I'm married with children. And I need help finding that balance. Where does parental, fatherly responsibilities mesh with living my dream, which isn't always what my wife has in mind for me, or my children? And I'm really struggling with a teenage daughter, and I'm struggling with power and defiance and control, and it's all coming back to haunt me.
Yeah.
Because I gave my parents hell, and so now it's her turn.
Right.
And I'm looking for the balance there,
So can you still live your dream and have a family?
Yeah, it's really hard. I mean, that's it.
You're asking that for a lot of people. Believe me.
I realize it's a lot. I mean, how many people, parents, give up so much?
Oh, yeah.
For their children. I know people.
I just wrote an article about that in the Maui Vision. You got to pick up the Maui Vision magazine, okay?
Okay, I will.
Pick it up. Read my article. But, Melissa, what's your response to that question?
Well, first off, I mean, when you say something that, because you're searching, and when you're searching, I mean, that is steps that you want to, you know, what is it, who do I need to contact? What do I need to do? Do I need to work with somebody? How do I bring passion into my life that's about me? And I think that that's what so many people do in relationships, is they lose that tenderness about what their identity is. And how do you be able to have that relationship with your wife that you could actually move together with not losing who you are?
I didn't hear him say he had a wife.
I have a wife.
Okay, good. Just checking.
We're both Leos, and so we are both. We can't dance because we both want to lead. You know, I mean, that's a typical example of our entire life. You know, and the living. You know, how do I explain it? Let's see. She just. Well, I keep going because you were getting there. I felt it coming.
I felt it.
My theory is, if how do you be outrageous with who you are? How do you radiate who you are? That to me, because once you show up, once you really uncover and to start to feed that aspect of your possibilities, then you show up different to your daughter. You show up different to your wife. You show up different to your job. That's that seed I'm talking about, that passionate seed, that when you feel whole inside of you, you are not reaching outside of yourself for somebody to fill you up. It is your light. It is who you are. And I think if I would put myself in your shoes, the best way that I would only be able to teach you is through my own lessons, is what have I sacrificed for other people to make them like me? Mm-hmm. And how do I really start to nurture who I am?
Well, and prior to parenthood.
Excuse me, but we only can do that one question because okay. We have to wind up. Thank you so much for listening to this show.
You.
And you're going to get this massage certificate in the mail. And again, that's from the Maui Ocean Day Spa from Michelle. And she does a wonderful therapeutic massage. So, Melissa, anything?
I really like your show.
Thank you. Melissa, anything in closing that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I would love to say thank you, Leah. And I am just so connected to Maui and to Maui Vision magazine for, I've written 6 articles in there. And I am I love your island, and I'm just totally respect of it. And I appreciate it because it is about passion and beauty. And that's what I'm about. And I invite everyone to be courageous and to move through their challenges, whether or not they choose to have a painting done or not. It's about risking to get out of that comfort zone and be more.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And next week, our guest is Intuitive Channel Janet Baldwin, and our topic is Finding Your Soul's Purpose. Again, that's Janet Baldwin, Intuitive Channel, and Finding Your Soul's Purpose. And may you all have a very, very beautiful and blessed week, and thanks for listening.